Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia Ikaro, greetings, everyone. We made it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Energy Report. This is Sister Unique Wisdom, and I'm so happy to be here with you all today. It has been a ride, my good people. It has definitely been a ride, and I'm so glad to be here with you all. I'm so glad to be here with you all tonight, and I hope that everyone that's on the line or everybody that's on their way in has had a blessed day, has had a blessed month since the last time that we have spoken, and that we were able to, we were able to hold on while we were going through all this energy and all these retrogrades and these moons and these super moons and blue moons and on top of that, everything else that was coming on in here for the from August all the way through September. We're not even finished yet. So I'm so glad that everybody is here, that has tuned back in to tap in to find out what's going on with this energy and to get your report. So I want to start by saying thank you and giving thanks and showing gratitude to our Mother, Father, God for all the things that have been brought to us, for allowing us to wake up in our right mind, body, and spirit, allowing us to be here, present one more time, or as they say, one more again, to make a difference and be of service to others. Ashe, amen. Yes. Woo. See, I got a sigh on it because I honestly wanted to try to do this energy report earlier. However, with everything that was going on and how things were moving, I don't know what happened. It just didn't happen. I mean, I really wanted to try to get in there because the energy was so thick, you know, and I was running into people and talking to people, and folks was like, Unique, you know, and I'm just like, what? And they're like, for real? I'm like, that's what we're doing. And so... And it wasn't a bad thing. It was just really different. And it was really, and if you're on your spiritual journey and if you're on this learning journey and if you're really dealing with the depths of yourself, these energy reports are not to scare anybody or to make people feel like they need to be on edge, but it's really just to make you aware of what's going on so that you know what's going on, so you know how to govern yourself accordingly, because we can't control other people. You know, we can't control the stars. We can't control the planets. Only thing we can do is control ourselves and learn how to operate within it. So I appreciate all those people that stayed close and, you know, took heed and, you know, did the work that they were supposed to do and work through it, because Lord knows, I had to bite my tongue a few times. I think I bit the tip of my tongue a couple of times just to keep from, you know, saying things that I wasn't supposed to say. But in the long run, it was worth it because we have to learn the discernment. We have to learn our words, you know, precision of language. We have to learn that this is not about us being right, you know. And also we have to learn that, you know, sometimes the message comes, the message might come through us, you know, but people may not listen. So only thing you could do is deliver it and hope and pray that it gets through, you know, and allow everybody to have their journey. Because that's definitely one of the lessons I learned in this last month, that everybody has their journey, and when we try to save them from their situations, you know, that we're stepping into what God's purpose is, you know, and everybody comes here with a purpose, and everybody comes here with a lesson to learn. And who is it, who am I to step in between God's purpose, you know, because I definitely don't want anybody stepping between God's purpose in my life, you know, so I shouldn't step in between God's purpose and somebody else's. However, I do know how to move out the way so I don't get muddy, because I like my whites. And mud and white, they don't mix. So, yes, on that note. So what we're going to do first is we're going to do a recap of what we went through or some of the things that we talked about last month. So when we left off, if you hear me flipping, yes, I have my book. I hope everybody else has their journal or some paper and a pen, you know, and hopefully some notes that we've been keeping up with since the last soon-to-be year or so that we've been doing this, that if you've noticed that a lot of what we've been talking about has been piggybacking on each other. I really had to go through my notes and the other day. I was just like, wow, a lot of this stuff is just really piggybacking on each other. And it's like it's allowing you to – it's like Jenga. You know, it's built up, but then you got to take some things away and put on top of it and hope your foundation is steady and strong from the beginning so, you know, nothing falls. So last month we talked about all of these beautiful planets we had that was in retrograde. So coming into the month of September, we had 7 planets that were in retrograde, and thank you, Lord, we're not there. We still have our Pluto in retrograde, and, you know, Pluto is about that energy of rejuvenation, you know, and so these are old power struggles and, you know, former situations, you know, we talked about that. And so we still have Pluto in retrograde, and we have Saturn in retrograde, and that's reflection on our goals and how we obtain them, and our relationships will be tested. We talked about that. We have Neptune still in retrograde. Okay, let me go back. So we have Pluto retrograde until October the 10th. We have Saturn in retrograde until November the 4th. We have Neptune in retrograde until December the 6th. And we know Neptune is that mystery planet, you know, it's about your intuition and different things like that. So remember when we talked about retrogrades, it's not necessarily that the planet has stopped as much as it slows down and it appears to slow down, which pulls on the energy of us appearing. We need to slow down. We need to reassess the reassessment, so to speak. So the great thing is, ding, 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 Mercury and Venus are out of retrograde, which was such a great thing because, you know, Venus is about that love. Yes, it is. And Mercury is about that communication. So trust and believe you when I say that communication was tested. You know, your communication was tested. You know, whether it was, like I said, simple, I'm texting and I'm calling and I'm making phone calls and folks are like, I didn't get that. I'm like, what? You know, or, you know, I saw a friend of mine's, you know, was going to New York Fashion Week and he was stuck on the tarmac for 4 hours, you know, and you stuck on the tarmac for 4 hours with no communication, you know, or just, you know, just different things. Just you're talking to somebody and, you know, you say something to them and they're like, what? And so you're like, well, you heard me. And it's not necessarily did they hear you, it's more of what did they hear you say. So let me excuse me. So the communication part is really interesting when Mercury is in, because Mercury's over communication. So when it's in retrograde, because we live in such a world where everything is fast and everything's moving and everything's just da-da-da-da-da-da, it gives us the opportunity to step back, reevaluate, and actually do something that we should always do, which is think before we speak. Think before we speak. It's not always great to say the first thing that comes to your mind, you know. And we can't always say that, oh, I'm keeping it real because you're saying the first thing that comes to your mind. No, you know, because you have to use discernment. That first thing that comes to your mind may be reacting out of ego or a sense of, you know, you feeling like you need to say something. And sometimes you don't have to say anything. You know, a lot of people are talking long, you know. I know I've done it. I've talked to the point where I've answered my own questions, and my folks would be like, how does that make you feel? You know, how do you think about that? I'm like, thank you. You know, I appreciate you just being a listening ear. So that's the great thing about learning how to operate when Mercury is in retrograde, learning how to operate when Venus was in retrograde and she was going through her shadow period and she came out on the other side, and the growth and the development in that, you know, when your relationship, your love relationships were tested. And, you know, a lot of times when we think about love relationships, we think about relationships with other people. However, the love of self is a relationship that can be tested or that has been tested, whether it's the love of you putting people before you or is the love of doing what makes you really happy, what brings you joy, loving yourself to know that I'm going to do good and better to myself, for the better good. You know, that's a love relationship that can and has been and will be tested, you know, putting you in a situation where you have to really and truly do the work. You know, I have these conversations with folks all the time, and, you know, it's crazy because we talk about the spiritual life and we talk about how, you know, things, you know, being a spiritualist or having a spiritual life or being God-filled and God-centered, you know, and everybody's like, oh, it's bells and whistles and it's, you know, all the little things that goes along with that. But the truth is, it gets gritty and it's grimy sometimes because we're digging ourselves out of the mud. We're made of the earth. You know what I'm saying? We have that earth energy in us. We're digging ourselves through it. It's not a bad thing, but it takes work. You know, if you know anything about a farmer, you know, you put you in the, when you have land, when you look across it, you just don't throw your seeds on the land and just be like, all right, grow. No, you have to dig, you know what I'm saying? You have to dig holes and, you know, you have to plant it and you have to work it. You got to make sure it's, you know, separated. And you can't have certain plants or certain vegetables next to other ones. And you got to make sure you pull the weeds. And that's spiritual work. That's the work that we do here. That's the work. That's the type of energy that we've been in for the last month. You know, and the perfect thing about it, I say perfect, is because if you've been doing the work, if you've been acknowledging it, and if you understand what it is, guess what's coming up, baby? Harvest season. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I love autumn. I was born in the winter, but I love autumn. I love the colors and the smells and the textures and I just love it. It's so yummy, you know, and this energy that's coming on is going to be yummy. You know, all that work that you've done, it's like, you know, going to the gym and working out. You know what I'm saying? You got some jeans that you wanted to get in, and then one day you're not even thinking about it. You slide them on and realize not only do they fit perfect, but they're a little bit too big. Yes, girl. Yes. Yummy. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And so all that work that you've done, the clearing out, you know, doing the journal prompts, you know, sharing the energy. Some of this has been in silence, which is a great thing. You know, some of this has really been about sharing and uplifting others, which is a great thing. But the harvest that we're about to come upon is going to be awesome. So let's talk more about that harvest. So let me go. Let me get back. Pardon me. Oh, and by the way, this is not just a one-woman show. You can press 1 to join the conversation. I'm so eager to hear how people's months went, how you navigated through these retrogrades, how you were out these super moons. You know, I made some beautiful moon water. Oh, yes, under that super moon that we had at the end of August. Yes, I did. I made me some moon water. Yes, and I have it. And, you know, and just the different things that you have done. So remember, you can press 1 to join the conversation. So, like I touched bases on what planets that we had in at the beginning of the month. That's in retrograde. And like I said, this we still have some in retrograde. That means that we still need to reassess some of the reassessments. So just take it a little slow. From August 23rd to September 22nd, and I do apologize, I got a little fussed out by some of my Virgos. Happy birthday, Virgos. You know how they do. You know, the sun is in Virgo from the August 23rd to September 22nd, and this is that virgin or maiden energy. So if you know anything about the maiden energy, that's what Virgo represents. You know, Virgo is that I'm going to say spring chicken, not necessarily spring chicken, but more of there. It's an earth. It's one of my fellow earth signs. But they're definitely about that go get it. You know what I'm saying? That go get it energy. Let's make this happen. And if you moved into the month of September, that's what it's like. It's like the whole, all the ants, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? We're down to the last little bit. We're about to go in. What we getting ready to do? Let's get this organized. We gotta get everything packed. That's the sun in Virgo energy. We talked about how Venus ended her retrograde. However, we'll still feel some of the effects up until October the 7th. So please, still matters of the heart. You know what I'm saying? Communication with your loved ones. Communication with yourself. You know, show grace and mercy to yourself. Speak kind words to yourself. Yeah, you didn't get a chance to go to the gym yesterday and you was on it. It's okay. Just get up tomorrow and make it happen. Or, you know, you had too many pieces of fried chicken. Detox. You know what I'm saying? We're not perfect. But just know that, you know, be a witness to it. You know, don't beat yourself up about it. Show yourself some grace and let's go ahead and move forward. We'll still have some, like I said, we'll still feel some of the shadow effects of that up until October the 7th. The new moon in Virgo we had on the 15th is about organization and teamwork, you know, providing services to those that are in need, however, not overextending yourself. And if there's any type of tension or if you find that there is a stress level that you're dealing with, you know, let's find ways of not dealing with them and ways of trying to get rid of those things and setting boundaries and getting serious about change, you know. And I think that's another reason why I love this time of year, because no matter what, it's about change. I know spring is about change too, you know what I'm saying? But right now, it's about to go down. Like, when I say change, the leaves are changing. The weather is changing. You know, even now to the foods that we eat are changing. You know, whatever you planted, you're about to dig it up, and you're about to get it, and it's going to be yours. So that change that's going to come with this new moon energy that's in Virgo, that's about that organization, that's about that, like we said earlier, that go-get-it energy, go get it so you can have it. Yes. All right, moving along, moving around. Skip the pace. Mercury retrograde. Mercury ended its retrograde on the 15th. And we said, remember, this is the planet of communication. So if there are areas that we feel stuck in, Retrograde gives us a time to really step back and to reassess those situations. It gives us time to let go of control. Helps us with to release ourselves from overthinking. This is a time to find if we have past or old issues, you know, or it's not issues. If you have things from your past or something from your past or an old idea that that you used to use in the past, let's find the usefulness in it and recycle them in a newer way. Prime example. Okay, so for instance, say that when you were in your 20s, there was you used to go tango dancing, okay? And you did some tango, and when you did tango dancing, you know, it gave you the opportunity to get out. You met new people, you know, lost some weight, or, you know, not even necessarily losing the weight, but you just enjoyed yourself. It made you feel a certain type of way, you know. Okay, so now, you know, it's 20 years later, and your knee's not as good as they used to be, you know, and, you know, with the pandemic and everything, you don't really want to get out like that and be around people, but you remember how it made you feel. So you might not necessarily do the tango dancing, but you might find something else that you like to enjoy to get out. You might go watch some people dance, or, you know, you might have a party where there's like-minded people that you and you feel safe around, and, you know, and you go to a dance, or you have a dance, or anything. These are old ideas, you know, that you had before that you're bringing back and using them in a different way, because we want to recycle great energy. You know, if you're doing any of that, you hear the coined term of inner child work. It's real. this inner child work, a lot of it comes with, what are those things that we used to do as children that made us happy before somebody told us that we shouldn't do those? You know, before we conformed, before we got caught up in, you know, wanting to do what everybody else wanted us to do. What are those things that made you happy? Some of those things, and do them now. Whoever said that you can't color and you're an adult? Who said that? You know what I'm saying? Who? Where are they at? You know what I'm saying? Why can't you do the things that make you happy? What? Who are you trying to impress? What? Huh? No. Yes. That's what we got to do. Find those things in you that you enjoy. All right. So where are we going? That's where we were That's where we were at up until this point. So where are we going? Where we're going is come September 23rd, we're moving into Libra season. Yes. Happy birthday to all my Libras. Yep. So we're moving into Libra season. The weather's going to change, so it's time to pull some of them sweaters out, you know. And this is the season of surrender. You know, you can't do anything but surrender in Libra season. Why? Because winter is coming. Yes, the winter is coming, you know, and we have to let go of certain things. You know, and in that letting go, it's not a bad thing. Sometimes we hold on to things so tight that we can't allow things to flow into our lives. We can't hold on to our money so tight and never be in a situation where we make investments. Because guess what? That money just stays in your pocket. It just stays there. And it's not doing anything. So you want to be able to surrender. Also during September 23rd, we're embarking on our fall equinox. When I say it's getting yummy, y'all, love it. This is my favorite time of the year. Ooh, I even wrote down the most wonderful time of the year. I know you hear that around Christmas, but I disagree. And so when we talk about the equinox is actually when the sun, well, actually in the northern hemisphere, the autumn equinox is when the sun crosses the equator going north to south, which makes a line, which is the autumn equinox. So I thought that was pretty awesome to find out. And so during this time, this is the harvest season. So the moon that's closest to the autumn equinox is called what? The harvest moon. So that and that full moon. So our next full moon is going to be on September the 29th at 5:58 a.m. Eastern Time, and that will be our harvest moon. This is a great time because we know our new moons are about setting our intentions. You know, you set those intentions. Our full moon's about releasing certain things. So we want to be able to release in order to receive. But at the same time, we want to bring in that abundance and that gratitude. And we want to work on renewal, you know, getting the things that we need, understanding what we need, releasing the things that no longer serve us, but at the same time, opening up ourselves to the change that's going to come our way. And trust and believe, oh, a change is coming. It's definitely coming. And it's going to be a wonderful change. You know, like I said, all of this work that we've been doing, all of this work that we have put forth, all of this energy that you have out there, you know, all these tests that you've been going through, they're not for no reason. They're to prove to you that you can do it. You know, it's like we're going to different levels. I heard somebody say, stop talking about how old you are, and let's just talk about you on a different level. I was like, we got to level up. I was like, that's right. So, you know, I'm on level 50-something. That's right, 50-something. I'm on level 50-something. And on level 50-something, there's certain things that I should be able to release, and there's certain things that I'm grateful for, and there are things that I need to renew. So on every level, during this time, all this work that we're doing pushes us to the next level. And we know that on every level, if you've ever played video games, there's always something that you have to beat. And it's always something that you earn and you gain, because you earn and you gain on that level to take you to the next level, okay? So just remember, embrace the change. Deal, and like I said, since we're still dealing with a lot of the shadow from the Mercury retrograde, which is over communication, this good to use. Do some, some throat chakra work so that you can speak your truth and have clarity and to get rid of confusion and fears and connect yourself with your authentic self. You want to be able to do the things that you have to do to clear your throat chakra energy. And I know there's people out there that know about the chakras and know about different stones that you can use. So please chime in. Press 1, share with the collective, share with me. I'm open to learn new things, you know, and add on to the conversation. Like I said, I want to hear from people that want to share. I did that. I want to hear from those that want to share. I told you I should have been a rapper. So, like I said, when it's falling on that, having that communication, we want to go ahead and open up that throat chakra and be able to clear that out so we can speak our truth, you know what I'm saying? And like my grandfather used to say, make your words sweet, so because you never know when you have to eat them. So, make your words sweet because you never know when you have to eat them. So we want to make sure that we're in a situation where we're speaking kindly, not just to others, but to ourselves. And like they say, if you don't have anything nice to say, what people, just don't say anything. Yes. Yes, don't say anything, you know, because this is definitely a time of, like I said, that abundance, that energy that's out there, the time of sharing, the time of giving. You know, we think that, oh, we're only supposed to do that we're supposed to do it all the time. But we just don't have to wait until Christmas for those things to happen. So with us being in this equinox energy and this harvest energy, we want to go ahead and we want to collect. We want to be in the be open to abundance. We want to have, like I said, the gratitude. We want to be open to all of the greatness and the good things that are coming our way. Okay, so during that full moon, like I said, that's going to be on the 29th of September. However, you may see her bright and orange on the 23rd, on the 28th. So she'll be bright and beautiful in the sky then. So, you know, you'll be able to get that energy the day before, the day after. You always know that full moon energy is up there. Then another thing that I appreciate about this time of year is that the veil is balanced through the physical and the spiritual realms, and some physical and spiritual world. And the reason why I said that is because the days get shorter. So when we start going across that, when we start entering into that equinox time, the days may not necessarily equal out to the same like it is during the spring equinox. However, the days become shorter, your nights become a little longer, and, you know, that spiritual world. I don't know about anybody else, but for me, over the last couple of weeks, I've been, like, really downloading, really, like, sleeping hard. Like I want to hibernate, you know. Now, I do understand that we had these hurricanes and tornadoes and all that stuff that was coming up. Give all praises due, you know, to the Most High, protecting, putting protection out there for those families that need it and all those people that had such a traumatic experience. You know, I just give thanks and praise that we're here to put up praises for them to help those people out. But that energy, you know, is a pulling energy. That's a changing. It's an uproar energy. You know, it's an energy that is about pulling things out to bring things in. You know, pulling things out to bring things in. How do you do that within yourself? How is that helping with yourself? You know, how is that helping with yourself? How is that helping you in the work that you need to do within yourself? This is a great time during that the full moon to release emotional baggage and negative thought patterns. And say that again, emotional baggage and negative thought patterns. You know, emotional baggage, things that we've been carrying, things that it's like having a book bag put on your back and you just going throughout your life, just throwing things in there and then allowing other people to put things in there. And then on top of that, having negative patterns. Things that you've done. Remember we talked earlier about finding ways to or things that you've done in the past and renewing them, you know, so you can bring your yummy back. So we want to release negative patterns, things that no longer serve us. You know, like for instance, I didn't go over the journal prompt, which was important that I wanted to talk about. So one of the journal prompts were for last month was what was the benefit of meditation and journaling and prayer? And I put that in there because it may sound weird. People are like, what do you mean, what are the benefits? But really, if you're doing the work, you know, what is the benefit of meditation, journaling, and prayer for you? You know, and how can you become more disciplined in your spiritual practices? Those two things helped me out, and I worked on those this month. And what I started doing is I started focusing more on not just any prayer, not just praying for anything, but focusing on intentional prayer, being intentional with my prayers. So I've been focusing on my ORI, you know what I'm saying, my head. You know, waking up in the morning, making sure I'm touching my head and giving thanks to the God in me, the God, goddess within me. You know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You know, giving thanks to waking up in the morning and making sure the first thing I do is show gratitude And the first thing I do is I give thanks and I give praise. Then I put on some music and I meditate and I stretch. You know, because remember, prayer is the speaking, meditation is the listening. You know, to really sit and to listen and to, because we ask for something, but then we're not quiet and listen for the answer. And sometimes that answer is not necessarily going to come in the form of a loud voice in the sky, but it's going to come in the form of, you know, maybe it's a song that you hear, or maybe later on in that day you might run into somebody, or you might be reading something. Whatever you're familiar with, that's how God is going to show up. That's how angels, that's how ancestors, that's how your spirit guide, your spirit warrior is going to show up for you. They're going to show up for you in their patterns and where you're always around. So you need to make sure that you're not always in a negative patterns, and you want to try to break those to align yourself to where you can start getting the answers that you're seeking. You know, so with me, making sure I get up and I deal with my RE means I am intentionally building my trust in my own intuition, building my trust in the God that's within me, not feeling or thinking or having anybody else think that somebody knows better than what, you know, God has for me. If you don't know thyself and you look for somebody else to tell you about yourself, then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to be in a situation where you're always going to be confused. That's where that work that we was doing, that's where all them retrogrades and them planets came in at. That's where that deep intuition from Neptune and, you know, and Pluto and, you know, Saturn, which, you know, is actually that feminine planet. And we'll talk about that because everybody talks about, even I have talked about it being the male planet, but damn, Saturn's actually a female. It's feminine energy. And we'll talk about that one time. Later, with the Mercury and communication and the love, you know, and Uranus, which is about change, all of these things were going on at one time in order for us to dig deep. That's why I was asking people, how are you going with the flow? You know what I'm saying? How is this affecting you? You know, what are you going to do for yourself? You know, because a lot of these things are not going to happen again in our lifetime. Some of these planets won't be aligned like this for another lifetime, another 10 years, another 9 years, you know, another 3 years. You know, I mean, Pluto's been through Capricorn for the last 15, and I'm just like, yo, dude, for real, like, what? You know, let's do this. Like, what you going to do? You know, and he's looking at me like, well, what you going to do? And I'm like, okay, I got to do the work. Yes. You know, so doing the work, you know, that's why I feel so good when it comes to autumn, because this equinox, because it's a release. And we had this power of, remind you, on top of all these retrogrades, we had all this super moon energy. That moon energy was woo-woo, all in your face. Like, okay, and I'm going to give you 2 in 1 month. How about that? You know, and then it's like, I'm going to give you some lightning, and I'm going to give you some fire, and I'm going to give you some water. And I'm going to give you some earth. I mean, we got all the elements. And I'm going to give you some air. You know, then I'm going to throw in some ether. But if you don't know how to wield your power, you're just going to be confused. You're going to blow yourself up and other people that's around you. So that's why you need to do the work. Be intentional with what you're doing and how you're doing it. Releasing emotional baggage that no longer serves you. Releasing that negative energy that no longer serves you. And it's not like you're just going to release it and I'm done. It's a pattern. It has to be broken. It's going to take time. Be gentle. Remember, be that loving relationship with yourself. Be kind to yourself. Be kind and gentle to others. You know, and you have to be kind and gentle to others because guess what? They may not be on the same walk that you're on, but you still got to deal with them every day. They're looking at you like, why are you getting up in the morning and eating vegetables and listening to this strange music and exercising? I want hotcakes and sausage. Like, what are you doing? No, boo-boo. We have to be the change that we want to see in the world. And it's not necessarily the change that we want to see in everybody else's world, but it's the change that we need to see in our own world so that we can be a reflection, so people can see your light, you know, and don't dim your light. So people can see your light. People are going to say whatever they want to say, you know, and that's not important. But as long as you're working on that every single day, doing something for yourself, you're going to make yourself a better person. All right. Moving on. So now that we're getting into October, we are going to have some eclipses coming up in October, okay? So in October, we're going to have a lunar and a solar eclipse and a new moon. So let's talk about this. October 14th, we're going to have what they call a new moon solar eclipse. So what they call a new moon eclipse. And it's going to be in Libra on October the 14th. So the new moon is a sign of Libra, starts a good cycle in which we can commit to our personal goals that express the positive energies of the sun. This will be give us a chance to negotiate skills without giving up or compromising any of our principles or our needs without resorting to appeasement. It's a time to work on rebalancing our relationships and to recognize our partners as teammates rather than adversaries. What did I just say? You know what I'm saying? What did I just say? You know, we're going through, we have to recognize, we have to understand that, hey, this is my partner. You know, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it. We're going to move along. This is my partner, a teammate. Remember, if you know anything about, I don't know if anybody's played sports, but, you know, if you've ever played sports, you learn about being on a team. And you know that on a team, what, everybody does what? Everybody plays their part. You know, and you're supposed to be good at what you do. Now, you can be good at different, like I play softball, you know what I'm saying? So you can be good at batting, you can be good in left field, center field, right field, but you can't play all the fields at one time. You know, you never seen a softball game with just one person and there's a whole bunch of other people. No, you need a team, and everybody on the team needs to play their part. Even if the person that's on your team, their part is to ride the bench. You know what I'm saying? They're riding the bench for a reason. Just in case something happens, you got you another player. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's not right. But, yeah, on your team, you got somebody else that can get in there that you can tap in, you know? You got somebody else that you can tap in that can help you out and you know what I'm saying, that y'all can just do what you got to do together. So let's just make sure that we are, like I said earlier, speaking our truth but being kind and gentle, you know, making sure that you have that balance, because we're in Libra season. It's all about balance. And if you know any Libras, give them a hug, tell them it's going to be okay, and just tell them don't overthink it, but it's okay. You know, they're very highly sensitive and spiritual beings. I love my Libra people. I love y'all, but okay. Yeah. They have to have balance in their lives. You know, they are the epitome of balance. And when they're not balanced, you know, they'll let everybody know. And they're loving people. So this energy and this new moon in Libra is very potent. So we have a chance to make important changes in our life. Libra will teach us to learn how to make peace with those around us and to establish more harmony in our relationships and our environments and establish a sense of order and balance in our lives and to recognize the value of partnerships. This is the ideal time to work on these skills. Yes, it is. The new moon brings us to a fresh creative energy into our lives and more specifically into our relationships. This is a cycle in which balancing our close personal relationships with those becomes an urgent desire. Negotiations may be especially effective as we are inclined to assess our needs in ways that don't offend others, as Mars and Saturn's trine can help us see the value of pacing ourselves and keeping our feet on the ground. Yes, keeping our feet on the ground, staying grounded. That's another thing I love about this. I love about this time because, you know, moving out of that Virgo energy, which is an earth sign, you know, we're moving into, you know, you've been grounded, you know what I'm saying, and taking things out of the ground, you know, harvesting, you know what I'm saying? We're harvesting and, you know, it's, and the people that are closest to you, like I said, we get ready to move into this cold weather. What you don't want to do is be in the house with somebody for 3 months and y'all don't get along because it's about to get cold and you're going to be in close proximity to people. So you want to make sure that there's things that y'all was able to release, that you're able to deal with now, you're able to deal with each other, and you have an understanding. So while you have these patterns that you, these positive patterns that you've learned how to work on, now you can continue to grow, you can continue to balance, you can continue to push on, and then you can get great ideas for them. Well, this is what I like to do. Well, would you like to do this too? You know, and they're like, I don't like to do that. Okay, that's fine, but that doesn't mean you stop doing the things you like just because they don't want to do it. You know, whatever brings back your yummy, whatever makes you feel yummy, whatever makes you feel warm on the inside, and I'm saying it's warm on the inside and makes you want to give to others and smile and feel like a big, round, ripe pumpkin that's shiny, and woo-woo-woo, yeah, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to give. All right. So, and the solar, so this solar, this moon is going to be packed with solar eclipse energy. So that solar eclipse that we're going to have is going to pack a punch. Now, this will be the second eclipse and instead of occurring along the Aries Libra axle from April 20th, 2023 to March 29th, 2025. The first one is a total solar eclipse in late Aries. While we're focusing on building our independence and working with assertive Aries since April, this October eclipse in Libra prompts us to consider healthy relating and how it affects us in the process. So the solar eclipse will begin, like I said, will last. Okay, it will be on the 14th. So it occurs on the 14th of 2004. Then it was on October 12th in 1996, and it was October 12th in 1977. So like I said, there are things and occurrences, and there are, when I say that, there are things that we're not going to see for another 4 or 5 years, and we need to utilize this energy. All this energy is not coming to us right now for no reason. You know, we can't just go around here, especially when you have this information, when you have platforms like this, when you have platforms that you have people, radio, say, there is no reason why we don't utilize this energy for our benefit, for our protection, for allow us to prosper, to move forward, you know. And if you don't know how to work the energy, then there's somebody around you that can assist you in it, because some of this stuff is not going to come up. Now, that's not to say, oh, my God, if I don't do anything right now, I'm going to be lost and it's the end of time. No, but it's definitely a learning experience. It's definitely a learning experience, you know. All righty. So a lot of these major developments that's going to happen during this solar eclipse is going to be in your personal life, you know. So if you have Libra anywhere in your chart, I advise you to look that up and check out and see what's going on. And excuse me, and see what's going on and how you can utilize that solar eclipse energy that's coming up on October the 14th. All right. So moving on, All right. Okay, so we talked about gratitude. We talked about the new moon, and we talked about the harvest moon, this full moon that's coming up. Now, let's get into some journal prompts. Let's talk about, because I know time is ticking, and so we're going to get into some of our journal prompts that we're going to use for next month. So if you have your pencil and a piece of paper and you care to write some of these things down or not, you know, this is what I'm going to be working on, or at least some of the things that I'm going to be working on for this new year. So let's start with, what is one act of self-care you can start doing on a daily basis this month? Yes. This month, what is one act, one small act of self-care that you can start doing for yourself on a daily basis this month? Okay. What can you do in your home environment to make it more cozy and comfortable? I know you're like, what is she talking about, and why? What does any of this have to do with astrology? I'm telling you, like I said, you want to make everything around you. You get ready to go into this season, because right after harvest season, we're moving into that winter. You want to find peace and love and joy. What can you do to make your surroundings comfortable? What can you do to make yourself comfortable? Okay? Is there something creative you can enjoy doing? Let's find some creativity. You know, remember when you was in elementary school and you would go out to the yard and the teacher would tell you to go get some leaves, and y'all would take them leaves and bring them inside? And then, you know, you done created a turkey and you give it home to your mom. If anybody got moms like my mom, she probably still has some of that stuff. I remember I had and it's probably around this time because it's orange. I had a piece of wood, just a piece of wood. And I painted it orange and blue and yellow and all these. And it's just a piece of wood. I was in kindergarten. Do you not know my mother still has that piece of wood? She still has it. You know what I'm saying? So, and every time I look at it, she was like, I was like, why do you have that? She was like, because you made it for me. It was so creative. I was like, but it brings her joy. What are those things that we can do to bring us joy? How can we be creative? And, you know, and if you're looking for extra streams of income, creativity around this time of the year can be very beneficial. So what are some things that we can do to become a little bit more creative, as well as it can help reduce your levels of stress, you know, to the point where we don't have any. But we're going to have some stresses, but at least let's try to reduce some. What are your favorite spots in nature to enjoy in the fall? You know, what are your favorite spots? I love trees. I'm not going to lie. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, going to the water and being in the mountains will probably be one of my favorite spots, because the way the mountains look in the fall, it's so beautiful. Might have to reach out to Mama 7 to see if she's going to have a retreat coming up soon, because it's so beautiful up in the mountains during the fall time, okay? So what are some small acts of self-care you can do for yourself on a daily basis? What can you do to make your home environment more comforting and cozy? What is something that you can do creative this month? What are your favorite nature spots you can find this fall? What is the next personal development book you'd like to read, and why? Just want to throw that in there. You know, what's the last personal development book? Or not necessarily book. You know what I'm saying? A book, a video, you know, what are you doing to add on to the growth and development of yourself? To add on to your personal growth and development. Yes. So we're going to go with those. I want you all to be able to really stand in your greatness. And if nobody has told you, I'm going to tell you that I love you and I'm proud of you and I'm so excited to see some of you all coming up in November, and I'm so proud and I'm so excited to see, you know, just everybody's growth and change and everybody's harvest. And, you know, it's just such a wonderful opportunity to have this platform to be able to check in with everybody at least once a month and share what's going on in the stars and what's going on in the heavens above and how we can use that for ourselves here, you know, as above, so below, you know, and that's just not the heavens above, but it's also your head and your feet. So above is below, you know, what's going on in your head, what's going on with your foundation, sharing that information, you know. Thank you to all of those people that have reached out to me, tap in with Unique, you know, at gmail.com. Thank you for all of those people who have called me to give encouragement, to ask for encouragement, to give prayer, to ask for prayer. Thank you to Mama Seven and A Wonderful Approach for providing this platform. Remember, every Wednesday at 8 o'clock, classroom is popping. We got some information for you, you know what I'm saying? And it's always a pleasure to hear everybody, you know, for all the sisters and brothers that come together throughout the month to share their information. I just want to give thanks and show gratitude to everybody. I hope everybody has a great month. I hope that when we get back together on the third Tuesday of next month, that we have some information that we can share with each other, that we're able to use this energy for our benefit, and that you know that you are loved and you are worthy and you are enough, and that all great things, you are great and all great things are for you. You're a child of God. You're one of God's favorites. Don't you forget that, all right? So we're going to end with giving thanks and praise and gratitude, you know, asking for guardian angels and special angels to be sent out to those that are sick and shut in, showing comfort to those that need it, of the heart and minds, and that we have the opportunity to look out for those that's not able to look out for themselves. You know, when we have a harvest, it's not just for us to hoard. It's for us to be able to give from our cup that runneth over. So I hope that you've taken this information with an open heart and that you're able to share it. And once again, thank you so much for participating and being a part of the Energy Report. And I will see you next month. Double. Peace.